Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This week's program is sponsored by Audioboom. Whether you're a producer or a listener, be sure to get Audioboom's new mobile app. It really is good. For listening, it learns what you like and delivers great programs from around the world. If you are a producer, whether amateur or pro, you can also record your own audio right in the app and can even edit the recording before uploading it. It works beautifully. The deadline for webcasters to submit written arguments to the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board has passed, and the briefs are in. Now the royalty rate-setting process shifts into high gear in preparation for a litigation period that will go straight through 2015. What's at stake? How much money webcasters will pay to artists and labels for using recordings in their streams. Each royalty period lasts 5 years and is reevaluated in a 2-year process. That's what we're in now. The new rates will be in effect from 2016 through 2020. Sound Exchange, the agency which collects those royalties and distributes them to record labels, sent a press release about its argument brief. Naturally, it argues for higher rates on behalf of its clients. The National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB, distributed its written statement as well, which argues for lower rates on behalf of radio station web streams. There's a lot of this kind of push and pull when it comes to music licensing, so now the tug of war is on. But one decision was settled instantly. A group called College Broadcasting Inc., or CBI, settled its discussion with Sound Exchange, and the two companies asked the Copyright Royalty Board to ratify the settlement ASAP. The agreement is that royalty rates for those stations will remain unchanged through 2020, and that most college stations will also enjoy simplified reporting requirements. College radio is an incubator of radio talent, original programming, and breaking new music. This agreement keeps college radio on a steady course. After getting a favorable ruling from a California judge in a music royalty lawsuit against SiriusXM, the oldies band The Turtles quickly filed a similar action against Pandora Radio. It's a class action suit, and the argument is that Pandora, as well as Sirius, should be paying performance royalties to The Turtles and other oldies bands. Why have they not been receiving royalties all this time? Well, because federal copyright law does not apply to music recordings produced before February 15, 1972. That's why these trials and others are being staged in state courts. But because of the conflict between state and federal law, the courtroom results are unclear. However, the potential impact on the streaming audio industry is enormous. iHeartMedia, formerly Clear Channel, announced a major partnership with one of the world's largest advertising companies, Omnicom Media Group. Both companies will share assets and technology. Omnicom clients will get special access to iHeartMedia inventory across its many divisions, the radio stations, iHeartRadio online listening app, and the premium syndicated shows. For its part, iHeart gets a pipeline of advertising revenue. Jeff Howard, the president of national sales at iHeartMedia, told Rain News that he is seeking partnerships with companies that want to transform the industry. News from the UK. The British phonographic industry, or BPI, reports that streaming audio jumped nearly 50% year over year. They measured all the streams so far in 2014 and compared that number to the same point last year. The number is 10.2 billion streams this year, and the stream-intensive fourth quarter is still ahead of us. That is 160 streams for every person in the UK. If you're eagerly waiting to buy a .radio website domain address, well, there's a .delay. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN for short, granted administration rights to the new domain to the European Broadcast Union, at least preliminarily. Some of the competitors for those rights are pushing back against the decision. One of them is BRS Media, which currently handles buying and selling of .fm and .am domains. George Bundy, the CEO of BRS Media, has two complaints. First, that the European Broadcast Union is affiliated with ICANN, so the assignment is a conflict of interest. Second, Bundy thinks that the EBU's proposed rules of eligibility are flawed and could harm the industry. A note from the Rumor Factory: Apple is reportedly asking record labels to lower their royalty rates for Beats Music, which Apple owns. Beats Music is a subscription service, priced at $10 a month like other jukebox services, and Apple reportedly thinks that price should be lower to attract more listeners. Rain News asked readers what they thought, and responses were split down the middle between yes, they should be lower, and no, they shouldn't. Even more respondents said it doesn't matter, because they listen to free, ad-supported online radio. Speaking of unwanted music licensing costs, an Alabama radio station received a bill from a Canadian royalty collection agency for music in the station's webcast, which was listened to in Canada. Oh, those pesky streams which are unbounded by geography. That can be a difficult concept for radio stations, which for decades have broadcast terrestrial signals, which only go so far. Broadcast law attorney David Oxenford noted that this is why stations geofence their web streams. Geofencing cuts the stream off from listeners in certain locations, and the Alabama station has started using it. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning, so you can listen offline on your commute. You might want to try that with this program. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to the Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.